ABC Radio Australia.
International matches of Australian rules football involving Pacific teams are a rare commodity, but next week the under-19 men's and women's teams from Papua New Guinea and Nauru will take each other on in Brisbane. Some of the Nauru squad have had previous experience of playing overseas, but for many of them this will be their first time off island. The man in charge of the Nauruan teams is Matthew Batsua, who in the past has served as his country's foreign minister, and in opposition he was famously the leader of the anti-government protest group the Nauru 19. But Matthew has always been a big football lover, and now as director of the Nauru AFL Academy, he's hoping that some of his players might be spotted by the talent scouts during their Australian visit.
About eight of them went to the talent camp organised by the AFL South Pacific Crew. That was in March at the Gold Coast. And so those eight players got to play with a bunch of other kids, same level three, under-19s from Papua New Guinea, Fiji and Vanuatu in a combined South Pacific team. And they played Brisbane Lions and Gold Coast Suns Academy team. So they've had that exposure, those players. But about half of them will be the first time travelling out of Nauru to play footy.
And how do you see the prospects for your two teams up against Papua New Guinea? Quite a daunting task, I would have thought, taking on their under-19s.
Yeah. PNG have certainly been the benchmark for the Pacific at International Cup level. They've been very successful. So we are keen to play against them and be competitive against them. I'm not sure if we'll get over the top, but we'll try our best. Our boys and girls have been training in Nauru for a few months now. And so hopefully we'll put on a good show against the mighty PNG Mosquitoes.
And I gather that part of the reason that these two matches will be played in Australia is, once again, that talent scouts will be having a look. So for you as director of the Nauru Academy, you must be hopeful that one or two of your players might get picked up and get put into the system here in Australia, pretty much like Asoya from Papua New Guinea.
That is the dream. I think if a Nauruan male or female makes it into the AFL or AFLW system, I think Nauru will go on a public holiday for a week. That's how big footy is here in Nauru. I mean, we've been playing football for over 100 years, so it's very big. It's a national sport. We've had about 30% of the population play or participate in our activities. So football is big in Nauru, supported by all the communities, because all the communities have teams participating in the AFL Nauru events. And so, yeah, we are hoping that our boys and girls, when they get this opportunity, I mean, we've got this new elite pathway now made possible through the funding of the Australian government through the Pacific All Sports programs, funding AFL and through the AFL to the South Pacific Academies to develop such pathways. And so we have the elite pathways for our talented youth that we identify and then we put through the system. And the end product would be then going over to play in tournaments like this so they can be seen by the clubs and the other academies there in Australia.
Of course, your history is very much a political history on Nauru, but now as director of the AFL Academy over there, different kind of stresses, different kind of nerves perhaps when games are on?
No, never. It's really enjoyable. I could do this for free. I mean, I love footy. It's been a big part of my life for 30 years. And so, you know, I think the reward would be to see that we get the best out of the football talent here in Nauru, because we believe that we do have a lot of talented young players. It's just a matter of opportunities and a lot of luck as well, I guess, and just making sure that they develop not only their football skills but also their maturity and their discipline as football players outside the football games. And so if we can give them the best opportunity, we are confident that they'll be seen, and hopefully one day we see a Nauruan running around in the AFL or in the AFLW. They'll be tremendous.
And how do you view the prospect perhaps of international matches like these, at not just at age group level but at senior level, perhaps being played on Ireland? I mean, is that something that you would like to see in the future? Is it doable?
If we ever get to host an AFL event, even at the regional level, say we host the Oceania Cup for under-16s, which happens every year, apart from the COVID-affected years, but that's been happening for quite some time now. It's always been in Fiji. In one year, it was in Tonga. I mean, the only thing holding back Nauru is because we don't have any proper sporting grounds. But once we get that, and if Nauru gets to host one of those events, it'll be like the Olympics. It'll be like the mini Olympics here in Nauru, where you get the whole community involved. There'll be ticker tape parades and the whole celebration. That's just how big Aussie rules here in Nauru.
Be good to think that that might happen one day. Matthew Batsua, director of the Nauru AFL Academy. His opposite number on this occasion is Prue Sindrawen, manager of the PNG AFL Talent Academy.
It's first of its kind for our under-19 to travel. So, yeah, it's something big for the players and the coaches as well. Maybe the interest of the kids and everything that everybody put together to make this thing work, the under-19 trip.
And tell me a little bit about the academy and how many players you have in there at the moment and what sort of levels they're attaining.
For the academy side, we have level one. Level one, which is the under 14 and under 15. We have the level two, which is the under 16 and under 17. And the level three, which is the under 18 and 19 players. So this trip will be the level three, which is the under 19 traveling.
And when it comes to picking the players who will be making the trip to Australia, has that been a difficult task?
It's a very difficult task, but we usually run a big talent carnival, and then we usually select the players that we think that they're good for the program as well. So when we identify them, we sort of put them in a program that we train them every week, 2 days in a week or so, and then we finalize the team and then make the team for the travel.
How much inspiration do your young players take from the star of the moment who came through the academy, of course, Ace Oyo with the Gold Coast Suns over here in the AFL? Yeah. He's been going great guns. His family were there to watch him last week and were in the change rooms after the game, took part in the song. It was a great occasion for all involved, wasn't it?
Yes, very big role and very big motivation for the PNG kids as well. Seeing Ace up there wearing the Gold Coast Suns shirt, knowing that he came through the pathway as well, our junior pathway and then through the academy pathway. And now that he's up there, it's a big motivation and inspiration to our kids back here.
I'm wondering, why was it decided that the matches against Nauru should be played in Australia? Is it sort of seen as a convenient neutral location, or is there more to it than that? Is this an opportunity, for example, for young talent to be seen by Australian scouts?
Yes, there are going to be a lot of Australian scouts there. That's why they made a decision that the game will be played in Brisbane.
So I assume, therefore, that your hope is that maybe another Ace Oyo will be discovered, either from the men's team or the women's team, for that matter.
Yep. At the moment, this is my focus. If one or two from the boys or girls side get scouted, would be really good.
Prue Sinderman, manager of the PNG AFL Talent Academy, and her under-19 teams, men and women, will take on their rivals from Nauru in Brisbane next Wednesday.